3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here. And it's a beautiful new day here where I'm at, loving being home and being back to my, almost back to my routine. It does take some time. So we are in Judges. We're starting it. Just did two intros to it, part one and part two. If you didn't hear that, you can go back and check out, I think, the last two podcasts. So we'll just jump in here to the first part of Judges. And it does start off very interesting. I think for a lot of people, when they think of Judges, they think of some of the heroes of Judges and don't realize there's a lot in between those stories. But Judges is made up mostly of a few of stories, like the story of Gideon, and we forget that there's a lot more to it. So we're going to jump right into part of, I think, what we often forget. So chapter 1, verse 1. After the death of Joshua, the people of Israel inquired of the Lord, "Who shall go up first for us against the Canaanites to fight against them?" The Lord said, "Judah shall go up. Behold, I have given the land into his hand." And Judah said to Simeon, his brother, "Come up with me into the territory allotted to me, that we may fight against the Canaanites. And I likewise will go with you into the territory allotted to you." So Simeon went with him. Then Judah went up, and the Lord gave the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand, and they defeated 10,000 of them at Bezek. They found Adonibezek at Bezek and fought against him and defeated the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Adonibezek fled, but they pursued him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and his big toes. And Adonibezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and their big toes cut off used to pick up scraps under my table. As I have done, so God has repaid me." And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. And the men of Judah fought against Jerusalem and captured it and struck it with the edge of the sword and set the city on fire. And afterward, the men of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites who lived in the hill country, in the Negeb, and in the lowland. And Judah went against the Canaanites who lived in Hebron. Now the name of Hebron was formerly Kirath Arba, and they defeated Sheshiah and Anhaman and Talmai. And we'll stop there. These names are kicking my tail. So this is the continuation of taking over the promised land, basically going in and dealing with an issue that obviously Joshua did not completely fulfill. And not against Joshua. It was Joshua and the people lived in peace for the most part, but part of that was because these other groups that they had mostly conquered while still living in some parts of their land, like along the seacoast, were not strong enough to be a threat. But after years of peace, they were growing in strength. And so it's the first thing they inquire. So it's interesting, the first thing they do is inquire of the Lord, who is going to lead us. And the God names a tribe, Judah, the tribe of Judah, to do this. And the tribe of Judah asked Simeon to go with them. So the big thing for us to realize is that God has made a way for us to live in such a way where we are greatly fulfilled in how we live life, being fulfilled by being satisfied in God and glorifying Him. And when we are most satisfied in God, we most glorify God. And when we are more satisfied by things or by stuff that we, by idols that we create, whether it's your career, whether it's sports, a hobby, entertainment, whatever it might be, that then we become less satisfied by God, and then these things satisfy us for a season and then they won't. And when they don't, then we start to have these issues, like I think the children of Israel here, that they are realizing that we haven't really dealt with this issue properly. So God, what should we do? Because we want to fully worship you. We want to be satisfied in you and in you alone. Help us deal with these Canaanites. And so God gives them that way. But there's something they have to do. They have to fight that fight. And they do, taking on 10,000 men right off the bat and continuing on. And we'll see where they continue on in this area. So this is the whole area of Judah, and it will go up north. So Judah is, if you remember, is the most southern kingdom closest to the sea. And the northern part of the kingdom reaches almost to Jerusalem, although in here they are going to Jerusalem, but they're going into another area, helping out that tribe to deal with the Jebusites. I'm trying to remember the exact breakdown of those areas. I want to say it's Ephraim. That was in the land of Ephraim, but I'm not finding that map as quickly as I thought I could. So we need to do, there's something we need to do. We need to be about it. There are some disciplines that are good, like reading God's word, and that there is a benefit to reading God's word. And when we don't read God's word, we miss out on that benefit, on that blessing. And also, when we're not adding to our faith, reading God's word and adding to our understanding of God, adding to our relationship with God and things like that, the Bible does warn us that we can become nearsighted and blind and even forget that we have been saved. And that's in Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, that Peter is warning the people that he's writing to that, hey, you do need to be somewhat disciplined, because if you're not adding to your faith, faith is a gift from God. You can't earn it. You can't pick it up on your own. God gives it to you as a gift. But once you have it, it's up to you on how you do that, how you grow it, how you mature it. And so 1 Peter 1, 2 Peter 1, 3 through 9, I think, is just a key passage in what I'm talking about, and that we need to add to our faith. So today I'll read, maybe read 2 Peter chapter 1 and add to your faith. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you soon.